Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The ACLU loses its bid to silence state officials regarding the abortion amendment, Amendment 4. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's been very apparent that the ACLU has not been a proponent of government officials, for example, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis and others, in speaking out against this horrific abortion amendment, which is going to be on the ballot on November 4th, which would, if voted in, would codify abortion in the state's constitution.
Well, I am very glad that Governor Ron DeSantis and the Agency for Healthcare Administration and the Attorney General Ashley Moody and others in Florida government have been setting the record straight regarding two issues. Number one, Amendment 4. Amendment 4 is this extreme abortion amendment that's on the ballot that would allow abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy and overrule all the state laws regarding abortion, except for parental notification, because that's a separate constitutional provision in the state constitution. But every other law, including health and safety standards and so forth, we'll talk about that more, would be overridden. But they also are trying to deceive people to pass Amendment 4, that I should say the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, by misrepresenting another law that's in Florida, the six-week heartbeat law. They're trying to misrepresent that. They're using the six-week heartbeat law to scare people to say, well, it's so extreme that you need to pass Amendment 4 to overturn that. And so the state is actually educating voters, educating healthcare practitioners about what the six-week heartbeat law actually means and what it does. And they're also addressing Amendment 4.
Right. And Florida health officials have the First Amendment right to speak in their official capacities on matters that concern their constituents. That's a First Amendment right. And so the ACLU is trying to come back and fight against that and say, no, they can't speak out. Well, that's not according to the First Amendment.
Yeah, so the ACLU, of course, and Planned Parenthood are proponents of this radical extreme abortion amendment, Amendment Number 4, that's on the ballot. And so the ACLU filed suit against Governor Ron DeSantis and the Agency for Healthcare Administration. The Agency for Healthcare Administration is an agency in Florida that's over all healthcare doctors and others who have license to practice some form of medicine, or they're regulated in some area of healthcare. And Governor Ron DeSantis has a faith initiative program that predates Amendment 4. It's one of the very few in the entire nation, and it's the only one in the nation that's actually housed in the executive office of the governor. And this is an entity that has Christians that are part of it, and they have reached out through the history of Ron DeSantis from his first term into the second term, long before Amendment 4, to the faith community to provide resources and to be able to use the resources and collaborate with churches and other nonprofit resources to help the community. Well, they also now have a regular telephone call once a week with regards to Amendment 4, and different people are able to call into that. I was on one of those calls giving information about the legal rights of pastors and churches and nonprofit organizations and synagogues, for example, to be able to speak out on these kinds of issues, including abortion and specifically Amendment 4. Well, they don't want, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, others don't want the governor or the attorney general or any administrative agencies like the Agency for Healthcare Administration to say anything. They want them silent. So they filed suit. And fortunately, the Second Judicial Circuit Court, a state court, has now issued an order rejecting the ACLU's attempt to silence Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the Agency for Healthcare Administration regarding Amendment 4.
Yeah, this judge stated that the court should not interfere and decide what Floridians are permitted to hear or not hear. And in his order, he wrote, "In an election campaign, under these circumstances, the political power reserved to the people in Article 1, Section 1 of the Florida Constitution means that it is not for the courts to intervene in this referendum campaign to decide what the people will be permitted to consider. The Constitution does not suggest a basis for the courts to intervene in the campaign by deciding which arguments for and against the proposal are meritorious or misleading."
Yeah, Judge Stafford concluded that there is no evidence that the public has been misled by any of the state's communication. He says, quote, "There is no evidence that any person has been misled. More damage would likely be done," he wrote, "to the public interest were the courts to intervene, unfettered by meaningful evidence, in the final weeks of a contentious election on matters of great public interest and controversy. The judiciary must trust the people to decide what information is important to them."
But you see the bottom line here, Matt. As usual, Planned Parenthood sees dollar signs. They don't care about lives. They don't care about women. They don't care about children. So they're trying every trick in the book so that this amendment will be voted for and put into the Constitution. So there'll be more abortions legal in the state of Florida.
Well, Planned Parenthood obviously has a financial interest in this, no question about it. The ACLU is also behind it. And the Open Society by George Soros is also behind it, among others. And they're pushing this amendment for. Obviously, Planned Parenthood would stand to make tens and tens, hundreds, frankly, of millions of dollars if this passes, because of Florida, if this passes, would become an abortion destination state, because a lot of the states around the Southeast have passed laws that protect human life, and Florida certainly is one of those. In earlier this year, April the 1st, the Florida Supreme Court ruled that the 15-week abortion law should be upheld, and that there is no right to abortion in the Florida Constitution, thus overruling a terrible 1981 Florida Supreme Court decision. And that allowed the 6-week heartbeat law to go into effect 30 days thereafter on May the 1st. So the 15-week law was upheld on April 1. The Florida Supreme Court, in a 6-1 decision, said there's no right to an abortion in the Florida Constitution. The 6-week heartbeat law went into effect on May 1, and that allowed $30 million of money from the state annually recurring to actually help women in pregnancies with formula, diapers, cribs, other kinds of assistance, including job training and job placement. And that annually recurs. And that's in addition to 167 crisis pregnancy centers and growing in the state of Florida. So Florida became a very pro-life state. This would undo everything. And consequently, if people realized the truth that this would allow abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, that there would be no parental consent if passed, that there would be no requirement to regulate doctors. In fact, the state could not regulate even whether a doctor is licensed or whether a clinic is up to health and safety standards, and that taxpayers would have to fund abortion. If they realized those four things, among others, they would vote no, even those that would be otherwise perhaps favorable to abortion. So that's why Planned Parenthood and the ACLU want to silence Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida agencies and others, so that the people will not know the truth.
But you know what's surprising? There are so many within the church, so many pro-life people that don't know about this abortion amendment. And of course, there's deceptive ads going on right now constantly where they're trying to throw it in your face and misconstrue the truth about it. So, you know, we as the people need to do our job, not only in Florida, but other states where these abortion amendments are. And as the church, as leaders within the church, you need to speak the truth and share with your neighbors, your friends, what this is really all about.
I will tell you, one of the members of Liberty Counsel's team attends a church that has about 9,000 people on Sunday, 3 services, total of 9,000 people, very active church. And about 5-6 weeks ago, went to the pastor and the wife of the pastor and asked them about Amendment 4. The pastor was totally clueless about it. So she informed the pastor about what it is. Of course, he's pro-life. And the church is pro-life, but he didn't even know about it. And so as a result of that one person speaking to the pastor, educating the pastor, that church recently held a Protect Life Sunday, spoke about Amendment 4, urged people to vote no on Amendment 4, set up a voter registration table, and allowed people to participate in getting literature regarding Amendment 4. So I encourage those who are listening, not only on this issue in Florida, but everywhere across the country, talk to your pastor, educate them, and stand for life. We need to return America to a baseline where it protects the dignity of human life. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's /life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.